With KAZU News, I'm Krista Almanzon. The future of 5,800 acres north of Santa Cruz now rests with President Obama and his final days in office. At issue is a proposed national monument that has divided a Central Coast community. Supporters feel highly optimistic Obama will create the monument, but opponents worry if that happens, the incoming Congress will do nothing to support it. KAZU's Erica Mahoney reports.
As press photographers rapidly take pictures, President Obama sits at his desk in the Oval Office back in 2015. With the stroke of his pen, he creates three national monuments. It's a task he's familiar with. In his 8 years in office, he's expanded three monuments and created 26 new ones, more than any other president.
There you go. Teddy Roosevelt, it's been said, had America's best idea when he talked about preserving our incredible natural heritage. And for me to be able to add to that heritage is greatly appreciated.
In 1906, Roosevelt signed the Antiquities Act, which gave presidents the executive power to designate national monuments. It preserves the land and protects it from mining and mineral leasing. More than a century later, and across the country, land on the north coast of Santa Cruz County near Davenport could be next.
From here on a clear day to the south, you can easily see Lover's Point and Pacific Grove and down to Big Sur. It's one of a kind.
That's Steve Reed. For about 2 years, he's been managing the campaign to make this land the Chetone Coast Dairies National Monument. Now, the push is to add it to an expansion of the California Coastal National Monument that already includes 1,100 miles of offshore rocks and islands along the coastline, plus some onshore areas.
And so this California Coastal National Monument Expansion Act then takes a number of other properties in Humboldt County, this Chetone Coast Dairies National Monument, Piedras Blancas down by San Simeon, and a small portion of Orange County offshore, rocks and islands.
Reed feels confident President Obama will expand the monument, adding, if it doesn't happen now, it likely never will.
I don't think there's any prospect of getting a Trump administration re-engaged in anything California or coastal California that involved, sort of the public access.
Historically, national monuments have had bipartisan support, but have also been controversial. Just last week, President Obama created two new national monuments, including one called Bears Ears in Utah. Republican leaders there are already calling on President-elect Trump to repeal the executive order, something that has never been done before.
There's no seeming precedent for anything like that.
John Freemuth is a professor of environmental policy at Boise State University in Idaho. He spent a lot of time studying the Antiquities Act.
The Antiquities Act itself has no reference to another president repealing the actions of an earlier president, but it's never been tested in court. Most legal scholars don't think it's possible.
A president could, however, change the size of a national monument, and Congress could undo the action or limit funding, something they've done before.
But that's not an effective way to deal with the issue in the long term, because Congress gets itself into a box in terms of, yes, they're making a political statement by saying we're not going to fund it, but at the same time, they gave the president the power to create the monument in the first place.
Noel Garenbach lives in Davenport. The small community is right next to the proposed monument expansion. She worries about funding.
This is a Republican House and a Republican Senate. Is there going to really be more money? I don't think so. I would not have any faith at all that any money is coming this way for open space at all. No.
Here, 2 years into this debate, there are still signs not everyone supports the idea. Literally signs staked in front yards. They read, "Stop the monument." Garenbach chairs the Davenport North Coast Association, the closest thing this unincorporated community has to a city government. She says the land around Davenport is already well protected through deed restrictions. Her concern is the influx of visitors that comes with national monuments.
More visitors means more traffic. We need to make sure that we have services for more visitors. And as we've said many times, emergency services up here are slim to none.
President Obama has 2 weeks left in office to make the decision on the future of this land in Santa Cruz County. Erica Mahoney, KAZU News.